Pressure is growing on London's Olympic organisers to drop a major sponsor from the Games. Dow Chemical took over the company responsible for the Bhopal industrial disaster, in which thousands died. Dow claims that compensation's already been paid to victims, but recently the Indian government labelled them a tainted firm. Barry Gardner, MP for Brent North and chair of Labour Friends of India, is campaigning to have Dow dropped from the Olympics.
This is doing damage to the reputation of the London Games. The London Organising Committee for the Olympic Games should never really have allowed them to become a strategic partner. If you purchase a company, you purchase both the assets and the liabilities of that company. So simply to say, well, Dow didn't actually own it at the time, is completely irrelevant in law.
The row over Dow may even impact on the London mayoral election. Ken Livingstone has thrown his weight behind Barry Gardner's campaign.
I think it just diminishes the Games. Dow's got to take on the downside of Union Carbide, not just the good stuff. If they aren't pushed out and they're still sponsors, I'll certainly be challenging Dow executives when I meet them at the Olympic Games. They've got to be much more rigorous about sponsorship, where you've got a firm coming along with a record of 25,000 dead. I'd rather a less extravagant Games and sponsors that didn't bring the baggage that many of these sponsors do.
Boris Johnson wouldn't speak to me, but a spokesman for the Mayor of London said, all low-cog suppliers must comply with its sustainable sourcing code and deliver to high standards of environmental responsibility. It is well known that Dow Chemical was not the owner of the plant at the centre of the Bhopal tragedy. We are aware that the company is involved in ongoing legal action, and it would not be appropriate to comment while this is in the courts. But politicians aren't the only ones calling for Dow to step down. A number of Bollywood legends and gold medal winning Olympians from India and Pakistan have voiced their criticism, as well as Martin Sheen and Noam Chomsky. Comedian Francesca Martinez feels that Dow's track record doesn't fit in with the Olympic ethos.
I think the Olympics have to be careful because historically they're associated with kind of peace and humanistic values. And I think so far there have been 100,000 birth defects. So that track record does not inspire much confidence in Dow Chemical's values, and they do not coincide with what the Olympics stand for.
London-based academic Shalini Sharma has visited Bhopal on a number of occasions and recently spent a year there on field research.
I myself, when I first time went to Bhopal in 2006, we were just passing through that market and suddenly I saw this woman who had a child in her, in the lab. I turned around to give a call to one of the other survivor leaders, and that's when I actually saw, and I had goosebumps then, and I realized what the disaster must have meant for so many families and what does it mean. And what I saw was an eye popping out. It's like a small face, but the eye pops out. And it is not that, the syndrome, the medical syndrome that we call, the stare eye syndrome. It is not that. It is literally eye coming out of the eyeball. And I was horrified. And we ran back. We got the woman and the child, sit down. Basically, Rashida Appa asked the woman that, where do you stay and what is the name of the girl and, issue stuff like that. I was ready there with my notebook and pen. And I was like, okay, fine, now give me the details. But look at my audacity. Even before the woman gave me the details, I had already filled the age of the child as 6 months because that's how she looked like. She looked like a 6 month old. And the woman said she's 6 year old. And I couldn't believe my eyes because she was half of my, half of my arm size. She was 6 year old at that point of time. This is the picture of Bhopal gas disaster. If United Kingdom has the honor to organize Olympics this year, it should also live up to the principles that the Olympics stand for. It can't organize Olympics and also, dismantle the principles for which Olympics are respected world over.
Low-Cog maintained that Dow is a fit sponsor for the Games and that it meets its expectations of sustainability. But the mounting international criticism is certainly casting a cloud over London 2012. Nigel Wilson for Hayes FM.